Hello and welcome to the 31st episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today I'm going to be going over every brawler's best game mode. So let's get right into it after a brief break. Alright, so this list is kind of in a random order. I'm pretty sure it's actually in the same order as the heist ranking because I was just looking in my notes for a notes thing that just had each of the brawlers, so yeah, it might sort of spoil the heist ranking, so if you haven't listened to it and you don't want to get it spoiled, I'd recommend listening to that before you listen to this one. But, I mean, if you've already listened to it, it shouldn't really matter. The brawlers would have been kind of a random order. So, yeah, first brawler on the list is Mortis, and I would say Mortis's best mode is Gem Grab. So this is because he can just easily swoop in and get the gems, especially with the Coiled Snake star power. He can come from, like, 3 or 4 tiles away, just quickly pick up a gem, and then dash out and be completely fine. And then he's also really good for getting, like, those last-second kills on the gem carrier, because his dash ability allows him to get down the map really quick, so he can usually have a good shot at killing the person with all the gems. And also early game, like right at the beginning when everyone spawns in, you can just dash in. It's basically a free gem unless the enemy team also has a Mortis. So yeah, Mortis really good in gem grab. So next up is going to be Tara, and for Tara I said her best mode was Brawl Ball, so I believe Tara's best mode is Brawl Ball. Mainly for one reason, her super. Her super is the thing that makes Tara really good, as I've said before. Well, she's actually not that good, but the reason that makes her, like, playable is her super, and you want to be getting the most value out of your super, so most of the time you want to at least get 2 people into the tornado. And the best shot at doing that is going to be in Brawl Ball, because everyone is all bunched up in Brawl Ball, trying to, like, help out and just, like, help out the teammate with the ball, and then Tara can just go suck them all up and then chain her super, and, yeah, just get an easy team wipe, clear out people, and, yeah, Tara is really strong in Brawl Ball compared to all the other modes. So next up is going to be Pam. So Pam really isn't good in any mode. She's, like, okay everywhere. I mean, probably slightly below okay. Pam really isn't too strong at the moment, but I would say her best mode is Gem Grab, just because you can use her as a gem carrier and gem grab just because she has a lot of health, and she also has good range that can kind of just keep people away. I mean, she isn't the best in Gem Grab because there's a lot of gem carriers better than her, but I mean, Pam gets the job done just fine, and I mean, unless you're up, like, super high in trophies, if you're good with Pam, using Pam and Gem Grab isn't really gonna hurt you too much. So next up is gonna be Jean. So Jean, I also put him for Gem Grab, so he's arguably the best brawler in Gem Grab for one reason, his super. His super is just such a game changer. It can change the whole entire game in a matter of seconds. You don't need to get any of the gems and then just let the enemy team get them all. I mean, you can literally do that. And then once someone has, like, 8 or so gems and they don't even need to have 8, like, 4 or something, then just use your super, pull them in, and then quickly 3-shot them. If you can't 3-shot them, your team should be able to quickly help you spam them down, and then you get all of the gems. So you can just instantly change the flow of the whole entire gem grab game and go from getting destroyed to dominating. So yeah, Jean, really good in Gem Grab. So next up is going to be Jesse. So for Jesse, I decided to put Brawl Ball, mainly because, sort of like Tara, with Jesse, you want people bunched up so she can bounce her shot off multiple brawlers, and people are bunched up the most in Brawl Ball, so Jesse is able to get, like, 2 hits per shot, sometimes even 3 if you get lucky, which allows her to get her turret more, which is, like, the best thing about Jesse. So the more turrets, the better you're going to be doing with Jesse. So yeah, Jesse's best mode is definitely Brawl Ball. So next up is going to be Sandy. So for Sandy, I would say his best mode is Siege, Mainly because you can just chuck that super down, and then you have control of the whole entire siege map for 12 seconds, which is really overpowered if you think about it, because it's basically a free robot because the enemy team has no clue where you are, and you can just easily pick up all of the bolts without the enemy team being able to shoot you, and then you can just sneak up on them and kill them as well and just force them back because you don't really want to be in the same storm as an enemy, especially with Sandy's star power. So yeah. Sandy is just really good in Siege. So next up is gonna be Frank. So Frank's best mode, he's really bad everywhere except he's really good in Brawl Ball and Siege. This is kind of a toss up, but I ended up deciding going with Siege just because of like how strong he is once it comes to pushing the Ike and getting rid of the robot. So his super obviously is the main thing that's good. And also early game, since he has so much health, he can just rush up and pick up a few early bolts before the enemy team establishes control and can actually start killing him, sort of like what you can do with Bull. But yes, Frank, he can with that super, he can obviously stun the robot, which allows your team to get 2 extra seconds for killing it before it starts dealing damage. And then also, on the other hand, if you guys get the robot and you're rushing the Ike, you can use that super to stun the Ike and potentially one or two enemies. And then, yeah, that's really huge. It just allows you to get so much more damage, and most of the time, if you're able to do that, there's a good chance you'll be winning on that push. So next up is going to be Tick. So once again, Tick isn't too great anywhere. I just decided to go with Bounty, mainly because on the Bounty maps that throwers are really good on, Tick is just such a beast. Mainly because he can kind of just like shut out all the areas where anyone who isn't a thrower would be going through with his mines, just not allow anyone through for 3 seconds. So like he really is good against the Pipers and Brocks, and yeah, Piper and Brock mainly, just because they can't really hit him unless Brock has his super. But most of the time he's not, so they can't really hit the Tick, and on the maps with a lot of walls, he can really just be a pest and do really well. So next up is going to be Leon. So for Leon, I decided to go with Solo Showdown. So Leon, probably top 3 to top 5 best brawler in Solo Showdown. He's just perfect for the game mode. He has high movement speed, so he can get around the map quickly, get the box. Oh, he also has good damage up close, so he can open up the boxes quick. His range, I mean, he might not do a ton of damage from far range, but his range is good enough where you can't just like rush up on a Leon and not have to worry about anything until you get really close, because it might not seem like a lot, but it starts to add up when you start hitting them for like 600 to 800 every single time. And then also his super is perfect for Showdown. Just use it and you can just basically get a free kill on anyone you want, which is just super strong in Showdown. And a lot of the time, you're basically going to get your super back, which will allow you to keep on doing that and win the game. So, yeah, Leon, really good in Showdown. So, next up is going to be Poco. So, for Poco, I decided Gem Grab. Once again, he's one of the best gem carriers in the game. I mean, he did get a little worse after they nerfed Screeching Solo again. Now it's only at 800 damage, but I mean, Screeching Solo is still really strong, mainly because it's 800 unpreventable damage basically. Like, you can't dodge it, it's just such a wide range. So, if you're anywhere near the action, it's gonna hit you. And then, also, Poco, I mean, he doesn't have the best health, but once you count in his super, he has a lot of health, like 8,000 if you include his super. So, yeah, Poco's just really good at staying alive in Gem Grab, and he can get a super relatively easily in Gem Grab. So, yeah. Gem Grab, definitely Pogo's best mode. So next up is going to be Nita. So Nita's best mode, I would say, is Brawl Ball, just because Nita is kind of able to win her lane basically every time. The bear is just so strong in Brawl Ball. I'm not completely sure what it is specifically about Brawl Ball that makes Nita so good. I think it's just like the maps are kind of oriented towards like her range. It's not like super long range or super tanky most of the time. So yeah, Nita, just kind of has that perfect range, and then the bear just easily takes out people. And I mean, especially once you get that bear, it's not that hard to continue to get supers. So next up is going to be Barley. So for Barley, I say his best mode is Siege. So Siege, obviously a very big control mode, and Barley is just like one of the best brawlers at control, just because his attack stays on the battlefield for an additional second, which really just allows him to like keep people from going through, because like going through lanes and stuff, because they can't just walk through his attack most of the time. And also he's really good at just hiding behind walls, and once you attack the Ike, you can just start to do a ton of damage with Barley, and his super is really good for controlling the map. I mean, obviously it's not as good as Sandy's, but for like 4 seconds you can basically pick up as many bolts as you want, because the enemy team can't just walk through, or else they're gonna be either dead or pretty close to dead. So next up it is gonna be Spike. So for Spike, I said his best mode is Brawl Ball. So Spike is kind of like neat of the maps, so are just like a really good range for Spike, and also Spike is like a sort of a tank killing machine. He just has that long range, high DPS, and it's not that like it's really hard to dodge, especially once you get up where like your main, like it doesn't, your attack won't explode before it hits the brawler, like you can't really dodge that. So yeah, Spike is really good at killing all those tanks, and the range is also good for him in Brawl Ball. So yeah, Brawl Ball, definitely Spike's best mode. So next up is going to be Carl. So I wasn't completely sure where to put Carl, but I decided to put him in Showdown, because I mean, if you think about it, really, Carl actually is super strong in Showdown. Like most of the time he's probably not winning the game, but I feel like every time I play, there's always a Carl that's sort of just like getting by and making it into like top 5 or top 4 or something like that, just because he has pretty good range, good health, and his super allows him to escape or get kills. So yeah, I think Carl's really gonna show down. I'm pretty sure he has either the highest win rate in Showdown or close to it. So yeah, I decided to go with Showdown for Carl. That might be a little bit of an unpopular opinion, but that's what I think. So next up is gonna be Bo. So for Bo, I decided Gem Grab. Just because also he's a really good gem carrier. He has high damage, really good range, and the mines just allow him to control the middle of the map super well, which is like one of the, I'd say it's probably the main reason why he's a good gem carrier, because you can chuck those mines down around the like middle of the map where the gems pop out on the enemy side. So that way if they want to get the gems, they're forced to trip over them. And now especially with Snare a Bear, it's like really risky to go for tripping a mine, because if you get hit, you're stunned for 2 seconds. And if you get stunned for 2 seconds, there's a really good chance you're dead. So yeah, Bo just really good at controlling that middle of the map. So next up is going to be Shelly. So Shelly, I decided her best mode would be Brawl Ball. So this is mainly because you're seeing a lot of tanks in Brawl Ball, especially BB and El Primo, and Shelly just shuts them both out. They can't really do anything against her because she has longer range, and once they get up close, the Shelly can just use her super and absolutely obliterate them. So yeah, Shelly, I mean, on offense, also don't forget she can break down the walls, but I mean, on offense, Shelly might not be the best, but on defense, Shelly can just like really shut out a lot of the ball carriers. So next up is going to be BB. So BB, also I'd say her best mode is Brawl Ball. So this is just because her knockback, well, one main reason is her knockback is just so strong. And yeah, that, like, and when you use her knockback in Brawl Ball, on someone with the ball, it would just knock it out of their hands. So like every few seconds you're going to be able to have that ability to do that. And then also, BB star powers are really good for Brawl Ball. You have the movement speed one, obviously, been really good for a long time. And I didn't realize this till just a little bit ago, but apparently BB's shield is 40% instead of 25. So I always thought the star power is pretty trash, but Once I realized it was 40%, I kind of realized how strong this is. Like a 40% shield is sort of absurd. So this one's also really good for Brawl Ball. Just allows BB to stay alive for so long. She gets so much HP with that shield. So yeah, BB really good for Brawl Ball. Arguably the best brawler in Brawl Ball. So next up is gonna be Penny. So I'd say Penny's best mode is Bounty. So obviously, Penny has pretty good range. I mean, it's almost as long as Piper and Brock, so that's automatically a plus for Bounty because Bounty is just like the long range mode. And also, additionally, she has that cannon, which is just can just be so strong in Bounty because if you hide it behind the wall and the enemy team doesn't have a thrower, they're most likely not going to be able to get rid of that cannon easily at all. So that's like an extra player, basically. And yeah, it just really works for annoying people, and like people are kind of focusing on the enemies in Bounty, and that cannon can sometimes catch people off guard. And then, I mean, a kill is probably a kill in Bounty is the most important place to get a kill because, like, the point of Bounty is to get kills. So, yeah, Penny just really good in Bounty. So, next up is going to be Piper. So, Piper, I also went with Bounty. She's probably the best brawler in Bounty. Bounty is just such a long range mode, and if you want a long range brawler, go with Piper. She does so much damage from long range, especially with snappy sniping. She can really just burst down brawlers super quick. I mean, if you get good with Piper, she's basically unstoppable in Bounty. So yeah, Piper's best mode, definitely Bounty. Also, a quick note on Piper. I finally have enough power points to upgrade Piper to level 9. I just need some more gold. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited to finally get star power on a brawler that isn't Crow. So, anyway, getting a little off topic, let's get back into the list. So, next up is going to be Rosa. So, for Rosa, I decided to go with Brawl Ball. Rosa isn't great anywhere at the moment, in my opinion, but I think she definitely still does have a place in Brawl Ball just because a lot of the time people are clumped up and she can team wipe with that super, just can't take damage and easily destroy everyone with that piercing damage. But yeah, I mean, she's just really good. I mean, there's some scenarios where she isn't the best in Brawl Ball, but I'd say if I had to pick a mode for her, I would go with Brawl Ball just because tanks are always pretty good in Brawl Ball, and there's just sometimes when she can just completely take over a game with that super and just walk it into the goal. So next up is going to be Crow. So for Crow, I decided to go Showdown. In my opinion, he is the best brawler in Showdown. He is like everything you want. He has good range, very fast movement speed. He can actually he does, he's not the best at opening boxes, but like he can open them at a rate that I wouldn't consider like slow, like a Poco. And also, he has that chip damage, prevents people from healing, and just really good at pushing people away. So, yeah, Crow is just so strong in Showdown. He's like everything you need for a Showdown. So, yeah, Crow's mode, best mode is definitely Showdown. So, next up is Daryl. So, this one was a little tricky, but I also decided to go with Showdown. Mainly because assassins are just so good in Showdown. Just get that quick, easy kill, chain like your supers a bunch, and just like kind of just catch people off guard and dominate the whole game. And Daryl is really good at that, mainly because you don't need to actually deal damage to get your super, which means that you can just hide in a bush like 20 or so seconds. I'm not sure of the exact time, but 20 to 30 seconds, you'll have your super. You can just hide in the bush, and then if someone gets nearby, just roll straight onto them, and they're dead. Unless you roll on a Shelly. I don't know why you would do that, though, unless they're super weak. And also, if you're more of an aggressive player, you can also use Daryl's super to roll away. And also, as an added bonus, he can open up boxes and two shots at max level. So, yeah, I would say Daryl's best mode is Showdown. So next up for Rico, I decided to go with Brawl Ball. So once again, like a lot of these brawlers that are good in Brawl Ball are good because of people being clumped up, and Rico is just so good at team wiping. He's probably the best brawler at team wiping. just because it's so easy to hit multiple brawlers with this super. And quite often you'll find yourself in a situation where all three of the enemies are like in a straight line, like going in a lane in between walls, and then Rico can just use his super and just bounce it off the wall, and like they just can't dodge it, and it's pretty much a guarantee new super and most likely a team wipe. So yeah, Rico really good in Brawl Ball. So next up, Dynamite, I decided to go with Heist. So he's just the best damage dealing thrower in the game. So I mean, obviously the mode where dealing damage is the most important, I had to put Dynamite at. So yeah, Dynamite is super good in Heist. If three attacks and a super is basically 10k damage. Once he gets like around the wall, if the enemy team doesn't have a thrower, he can just be such a pest, like almost impossible to remove him. You need at least two brawlers, sometimes even more, depending on how good he is and if he's like good with the Dyna Jump or not. So yeah, Dynamite just so good in Heist. So next up, for 8-bit, I decided to go with Heist once again, mainly because 8-bit, I mean, once he gets on the safe, he shreds. Like if an 8-bit gets on the safe, it's pretty much a guaranteed win because that extra damage turret gives him like 600 something each attack, like for each bullet in the attack, and it shoots at like 6, so that's 3,600 damage each attack, and he has a pretty quick reload speed, and the turret helps out teammates. So if you get 8-bit and another brawler on the safe, you're gonna be able to kill that thing in like a matter of seconds. So yeah, 8-bit super strong in Heist. So next up is Brock, and I decided to go Downy for Brock. Brock is basically like Piper, but I guess slightly worse, but not that much worse. So he's probably like second best than Bounty. I mean, Bounty's just long range is just so good. And I mean, one perk for Brock over Piper is his super can actually deal with throwers on like Piper. So if you're going up against a few throwers and you're using Brock, it's not the end of the world because you can just use that super to blow up the walls, shoot over them, and just kill that thrower. So yeah, Brock super good in Bounty. So next up is El Primo. So for El Primo, I decided to go with Brawl Ball. So I mean, obviously El Primo arguably the best ball carrier in Brawl Ball, probably second to BB, but I mean he's just so strong in Brawl Ball. I mean he can super pass to himself, which is a really cool trick you can use. I mean, it's really easy for him to actually get his super in Brawl Ball because it's kind of a close range map. And also, his super can break down walls, which, I mean, obviously, Brawl Ball is like amazing to have as an ability. So, yeah, El Primo just super good in Brawl Ball. So, the second to last brawler on the list is Colt. So, for Colt, I decided to go Takedown. I mean, if you listen to the Colt breakdown, you would know I gave him a 10 out of 10 on Takedown. He is the best brawler in Takedown just because he has such good range, such good damage. I mean, his slick boots, movement speed, star power actually is super strong in the mode. It's pretty much the only mode he's good in, but in that mode, in Takedown, it's just so good. It's just like so strong. If you use Colt, you're pretty much guaranteed trophies. I mean, it's kind of hard to not win with Colt. Just get a few power cubes and then just stay at the end of your range, but where you can still hit the boss, and then just spam three attacks. That's like 7,000 or something like that. So yeah, Colt just so good in Takedown. So that's why he's going to be the only brawler on this list that I gave the mode Takedown. So the final brawler, Bull, I say his best mode is Heist. So I mean, if you just listen to the Bull breakdown or the Heist ranking list, you'd know that Bull, his best mode is definitely Heist. He's the best brawler in Heist, in my opinion. And yeah, Bull can just really dominate in Heist. He has such good damage. His super can get to that safe from like halfway across the map. His star power that gives him the faster reload speed helps him do even more damage, and he already has a ton of health. So yeah, Bull's best mode is definitely Heist. So yeah, that's gonna be every single brawler's best game mode. All right, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. I do not believe that I have any new 5-star reviews, at least I didn't before I started the recording. I guess I can just quickly check to confirm that, but I believe I don't. See, yeah, I have no new 5-star reviews, but if you'd like to get shouted out on the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review and I'll read it in the next episode. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything that needs to be covered in this episode, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.